Who should be held accountable after police in San Francisco raided a freelance journalist's home and office? They say they were looking for information on who leaked him a police report connected to the death of the city's public defender. First Amendment lawyers say the search violated California laws that protect journalists. Initially, many city officials stood by the raid or were silent, but as criticism increased, the police chief apologized, and now the union representing San Francisco police officers is calling on the chief to resign. From member station KQED, Sonia Hudson reports.
2 weeks after the raid on Brian Carmody's home and office, Police Chief Bill Scott on Friday apologized and then criticized his own department's investigators for a, quote, lack of due diligence in seeking search warrants and in the way they dealt with Carmody as a journalist. But the police union says Scott shouldn't be blaming the investigators. Tony Montoya, president of the San Francisco Police Officers Association, says Scott himself was involved in every step of the investigation.
For the chief to deny any knowledge or to not claim that he has as much knowledge as he has to save his own skin, to me, is just unacceptable.
The case has been making headlines even before the raid. It began with the death of the city's beloved public defender, Jeff Adachi, in February. The next day, several news outlets ran stories with a leaked police report about the death. It revealed Adachi was at a friend's apartment with a woman who was not his wife, and that officers found empty bottles of alcohol and marijuana gummies. The leak enraged city officials.
To have that type of maligning going on of a public official in San Francisco is disgusting.
That's San Francisco Supervisor Hillary Ronan speaking at a city hearing in April.
We want a full investigation and we want accountability.
A few weeks later, police showed up at freelance journalist Brian Carmody's home with sledgehammers and a search warrant. He let them in.
Their guns were out as they searched my property. They handcuffed me right away, and I was in handcuffs for the next 6 to 7 hours.
Police took cameras, computers, and cell phones, everything Carmody needs to operate his business. While First Amendment advocates were quick to condemn the raid, city officials, known to be very liberal, were not. Here's Mayor London Breed a few days after the raid.
Our role is to, you know, follow the law, and the judges ultimately make the decisions. And so at this point, you know, I support their decision.
5 days after the raid, Supervisor Hillary Ronan became the first public leader to criticize it.
I'm just surprised that it wasn't obvious from the get-go to more people. It tested our city's values and commitment to a free press.
Then Mayor Breed reversed course, writing in a tweet, "I am not okay with police raids on reporters." More elected officials quickly followed Breed in criticizing the raid, all the way up to Senator Kamala Harris. Now, at Breed's request, an outside agency will take over the criminal investigation of the leaked report. Police say Carmody is suspected of being a possible co-conspirator in the leak, rather than being a passive recipient of the documents. And there are three outstanding court motions in the case, including one to unseal the application for the search warrants, which could shed light on why they were approved by judges in the first place. For NPR News, I'm Sonia Hudson in San Francisco.